Welcome to this week's podcast of The Uneven Road with Dr. Bill Hennessy. As leaders, not all of us are called to the easy places. The roads we're called to travel can be really uneven. Building on his rich experience as a pastor, missionary, educator, and leadership coach, Bill brings encouragement, conversation, and new ideas to help you better communicate Christ's hope to the people you are called to serve.
Well, happy Friday, everybody. It's Dr. Bill Hennessy with The Uneven Road, and today I'm excited to have Pastor Dennis Lee, who is the senior pastor at Living Waters Fellowship in Mesquite, Nevada, with me, and we're going to talk about his journey and the things that he has learned along the way of ministering in a very unusual context, but also this is a pastor who's got some phenomenal resources available on his website that may encourage you in doing ministry in your own journey. So, Dennis, great to have you with us today.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about Living Waters Fellowship in Mesquite, Nevada?
Well, Living Waters Fellowship, we are a four-square church, four-square denomination, and it got started by someone, and later on I took it over. It came from Las Vegas to Mesquite, a call of God to come here. It's a small church. It's not large. We have a little bit over 100 people attending on a Sunday. And what I have found is that from ministering from a large church, because the church that I pastored in Vegas was well over 700 people, to a small church. In fact, I came down here and there was less than 20 people when I came in. So it was quite a difference. But what I found is that you start making a difference in the community. You start making a difference in people's lives. And it's been phenomenal on that level at that point, because I've been able to minister down here to people from the Mormon or Mormonism, and they'll never come to the church, but they'll give me a call in order to be ministered to. So it's quite an unusual atmosphere, to say the least. But Living Waters Fellowship is, to me, it's home, and they're all my family. So I hope that answered your question.
Oh, it does. You know, what would draw you to a place like Mesquite if you'd been in the limelight there, so to speak, in Las Vegas and pastoring a rather large church? What would draw you to a community in such a remote place?
The answer is a standard answer, but it's so true. Nothing but the call of God. Ministering in Las Vegas, we went on a sabbatical. My wife and I did for a little period of time. And during that time, God basically called me out. He said, you know, you can go back to minister at the church that I helped start over 40 years ago. I can go back to that church, but his presence wasn't going to be there for me anymore. And that actually came out of Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah. And then he to make sure I got the message, he said, once you put your hand to the plow and look back, you'll never draw a straight line for me again. So I knew that I had to leave. And so I went, talked to the head person there in Las Vegas with Foursquare. He thought I was going to come back, what I was going to do. And he was taken by surprise as well when I told him, because my wife and I got similar messages from God to leave. And so I did my last message there at the church and the two services, and it was quite emotional. Several people were very upset with me, because when you have family for 30 years and you're family with people, it's hard to tell them goodbye. But while I was there, a gal that I knew that would hear had prophetic words, and I knew that she had prophetic words. She came up to me and she said, I don't understand this, Dennis, but the Lord was showing to me that the place in which you are going, the first letter of that place is the letter M. Well, my first thought was Maui, Malibu, Miami. Mesquite was not on the radar, because Mesquite at that time was less than 15,000 people. But yet They asked me to come up here to Mesquite to take a look at the church, to see what was going on with it, not specifically the pastor, but to see what was going on. And there was some issues going on. And so I came up and I looked at it. It took me an hour to find it, by the way. I didn't know where it was. And when I got back, they made a request that, would you mind just going there and ministering and seeing if this might be the place where God is sending to you? And I didn't have to second guess that because, number one, Mesquite with the letter M. And two, when we drove down, as we were driving down into Mesquite, there was just that peace of God that came over us. And so we came here to minister God's word to a community, not just to a church, but to a community. In fact, that's part of our vision, is to make a difference in our community for Christ. And those that have accepted that, they're doing different things throughout the community to share the love of Jesus Christ with people.
That's powerful.
And that's how it all began.
That's powerful. Now, talk to us a little bit about the community involvement. How have you been able to engage the community?
Well, when I was starting out, I was trying to figure out how to do that. And it began with the Lord. I had to do tent making. In a small community, a small church, you have to pay the bills. So I took a part-time job, and the editor of the local newspaper came to me and said, how would you like to be a part-time reporter for me? And I said, great. And I said, you have to teach me how to write again because I haven't written in quite some time. And he said, not a problem. We'll just take it and we'll run with it. And so the local newspaper, which is Desert Valley Times, I took over as a part-time reporter there. And I did veterans corners every week. I took over the business section because I come out of the business community in Las Vegas, own several businesses. So I took the business section, I took the health section, talked to the veterans. And when I would go and speak to people, I would have a recorder and just put the recorder to the side and we would have conversations. And so what would take a normal reporter about, 15 minutes to get the story, it took me over an hour because we shared life and I shared life with the community. And so that went on for a little over 4 years and it got me, into the community, knowing the community from the civic leaders all the way down to the different pastors of the community, because we started a pastor's lunch once a month, chaplaincy, all the rest of it. It just got me involved in the community and all the business owners and the rest. So it was quite a unique experience that God ushered me into. And when God leads you, you just go and he takes care of the rest. And that's how it all happened. And then the church and the body here just kind of took over from that with different things in which they're doing and volunteering at different nonprofits and charities and the rest.
Well, that's exciting. I think it's interesting how many people I've talked to that have a parallel story. The Uneven Road does have some similarities. I actually worked at a newspaper as a pastor and, did everything you could possibly imagine to engage the community. So I really love your heart and the fact that you took this challenge as being something of getting to know people and their stories. As I'm listening to you interview people and you're talking about taking an hour, how does sharing life play into ministry off the beaten path?
Because people want to be heard. People have been pushed around so often by religion, say it that way, or by their jobs or family situations and issues, and they have no one to talk to, especially when they're going to a church and they can't mention what is going on because of fear of retaliation or fear of what people will say about them or say behind their back. And so I've been that... I'm trying to think of the right word, but I've been that person to be there. They know they can trust me. They know they can talk with me and just share their life with me and what has been going on. And the veterans, a lot of them sharing their story, some of them for the first time, they haven't told anybody. And they shared their story with me and what they went through. And that is so beneficial for them, therapeutic for them to be able to talk, knowing that our conversations, number one, as a pastor, stays where it's at. Number two, as a reporter, it stays where it's at. So they had that confidentiality, knowing that they could talk with me without any fear of reprisal or getting where it doesn't need to get to.
I think that's exceptional. You know, one of the heartbeats that I've had over the years is working with veterans. Want to make listeners aware of a website quickly that deals with this. It's called thewarriorsjourney.org, thewarriorsjourney.org. And it's a site by military people, for military people, both active and past. And they have life issues that they deal with there that relate very well to military culture. And so, Pastor, I just really commend you for making people aware of the need. And I think there's probably not a community in the country that doesn't have a sizable veteran population. So it's something that I think no matter where you are, there's people out there who have served. And certainly God would give us a heart toward serving them and meeting spiritual needs for these people, because a lot of them, as you say, never have shared their story with anyone. And so being able to share that story is part of the healing process God intends us to bring.
Absolutely. In fact, I met one of the gentlemen yesterday. I was at Walmart, and we sat and we talked for like 15, 20 minutes in the middle of the Iowa salad dressing. But we just talked, and we're going to get together because he is dealing with the fact that he went through all of his friends here in Mesquite that he knew. And two of them are right now in a hospice, but 30 of them are, he says, they're no more. I just found out they're gone. And the heart of that man is just broken. And they're dealing with that quite a bit right now, especially the Vietnam veterans. They're dealing with so many of their comrades that are just passing away due to illnesses and the rest.
Well, you know, the tragedy of that provides opportunity for the church as well. And, you know, being able to share those stories, being able to have someone who's willing to listen, that means the world to a veteran who came home maybe at a time when the country was not embracing our soldiers. So that's an awesome opportunity. Let's talk for a couple of minutes about the website that you have. Give people the URL and kind of let them know what you're making available there.
Well, it's mesquitelivingwaters.org. And let me just make sure. I've got three or four different websites, so you need to forgive me there. No, it's mesquitelivingwaters.com. I apologize.
Okay.
And that is the church's website. And I determined at that point that the website needs to be more than simply a vehicle by which people get to the church. It needs to be a vehicle to help people. And so I started to put my sermons on the website recently, now audio as well. But the sermons, I do daily devotionals that get on the website and get on the various social media sites that I have. I have another thing called Thought for the Day, little God tweets that I put on Twitter. So there's various things like that to help people. Some of my articles from the newspapers, these are things in which I have on there. Because when I was at the newspaper, I actually wrote what I call Rediscover the Bible. And it went every Friday, was in every Friday's paper. And then I also had a leadership column that also went into the paper on Tuesdays. So those are things in which I was able to write, but those are things I also put on the webpage. I found it interesting that just, 3 weeks ago, I get an email from an elder from another community. And just wanted to thank me for doing it, because I have a disclaimer. I just say, if you can use it, use it. You don't have to give me credit in any way, shape, and or form. If this helps you, fabulous. And they were given the task of doing devotions for 30 days. And he said he did one devotion, and it took him 3 hours to do one devotion. He said, I love your devotions. I'm going to use them. I said, just go for it. Whichever one works, go ahead and do it. And I've had several people do that. I've actually shared it whether they didn't share it on Facebook, they share it, I can't do it on Twitter, but the connection on Twitter, they've done it that way. They've shared it to their email people on their email list. So it's been used that way. I just received an email, and I don't know where this person is from, but it's from a place in which, you know, English is obviously a second language by the way it was written. And he just said, I finally got the courage to write you to tell you how much your ministry has meant. It says, your ministry, and thank you so much again for your sermon, who blessed me and our congregation here. And so he's using my sermons to be able to help him in his teaching. In fact, the last one he just sent me, he sent me another one just to, you know, actually yesterday, I got it this morning. And he says he's going to share it with his family and with his co-pastors. And I thought, that's what it's for. That's exactly what it's for. I share my sermons on Sermon Central. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just, again, I love Sermon Central because it's a free resource that people can use. And I'm a contributor for them now. And it's just, what was it? I think my last one, over 70 countries are getting these sermons. And they, I think I have about 2,000 some odd hits on my sermons during the week, that people are actually going into them and looking at them and using them. And that's what it's all about. That's what I want to do. It's not about me. It's about the Lord. It's his word, not mine. And that's the blessing. Because coming here to a small community, people go, why do you do that? God has a plan. I didn't know what the plan was when I came here, but the plan was to get me back to writing and to minister in various ways, not only to the community, but beyond our community walls to the world. And being in a small community gave me that opportunity. And a lot of people don't understand that, that what you can do when you go into a smaller rural community, not only do you minister to an entire community, but you have an opportunity to reach the world in ways opposite of getting on the airplane to fly someplace. You're literally touching their lives through the internet and through these resources that you can put out. And that's what I found, which is the huge blessing for me, that God is able to use, as I say, a donkey like me to be able to minister.
That's incredible. I'm here with Pastor Dennis Lee of Living Waters Fellowship in Mesquite, Nevada. And Dennis, you've made the shift. You've moved from the limelight to the uneven road, and you've made it work. You've made it count. But there's got to still be some hard days in there. And we were talking before we hit record this morning that, you know, there's Sundays, Mondays that maybe you don't necessarily see yourself in the center of God's will. How do you deal with those days when you get discouraged or haven't seen what you hope to see? Give some encouragement to listeners. What have you found that helps you stay in the saddle where God puts you?
Well, I always remember what Paul said in Galatians when he said, don't become weary in doing good, because in due time, you'll reap the harvest. And I've seen the harvest being reaped, although sometimes, most of the time, come Sunday in the afternoon, by the time I do get home, I am so tired, I go, oh my goodness. And I just sit down and go, Lord, what is the purpose of all of this? And sometimes you just don't know, you don't see. You can preach your heart out, have a message that you thought was just like, oh Lord, this is dynamite. I love this message. And you see some blank faces. And did I miss it? Did I not do it right? Lord, reveal to me, what is it? What did I do wrong? And it's almost like, you've done nothing wrong, Dennis. You just have to realize that it will get through in my time. And I see it. And then later on, I'll see it. And I get encouragements back sometimes during that next week. And somebody said, boy, that really ministered to me. When on Monday I was ready to quit, on Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm getting this encouragement coming back at through some of the Bible studies and things like that that go on at the church. But it's just always remembering that this is a call of God. This has nothing to do with me. It's a call that God has placed upon me. Therefore, I don't work for a person. I don't work for myself. I work for him. And I really don't want to give him a letter of resignation. I think this is the best way of saying it. Amen. I've been in that position as a business owner. And I've run businesses that over 100 plus odd employees, over 60 to 70,000 square feet of retail and wholesale space. And I had to deal with people. And it's sometimes hard when you have somebody who's a key player that retires, or, I'm leaving town, or I'm giving you my letter of resignation, and I'm going, I've got a week to try to find somebody to fill this person's position, and they never let me know. And sometimes that always comes back to me, realizing that I'm doing this for the Lord. I'm not doing this for me. So don't want to give my letter of resignation. When it's time, God will send me home, as he did David. He said that after he served his generation by the will of God, he fell asleep or he died. That's the way I want to go. After I served, let the Lord take me home.
Amen. Well, it's exciting to me as we journey on this uneven road of rural ministry, out of the way places, whatever it may be that you are finding yourself in the context with. We just want to encourage you today that God puts you there because he trusts you, and God puts you there because he can use you. And the whole idea behind the Uneven Road podcast is to remind us, each of us, that we're not alone on this journey, that God has put other pilgrims on this path, and we want to be an encouragement to you. So we look forward to getting together with you another time next week. And so for today, I just say goodbye, and God bless, and have a great Sunday.